Welcome back to another episode of Straight to the Point and episode two of, I guess, this new audio way of doing content, documentation, giving you a bit of an update on what I'm doing in life and all those sorts of things. I hope you enjoyed episode number one. Again, I've had lots of good feedback from it, so I appreciate you a lot. For those of you that are listening to it, it's something which is really, really new to me, but something which I'm hoping is going to provide a lot of value, especially as I go through this entrepreneurial journey. And this is all about just sharing lessons, sharing how I'm feeling, sharing what I'm doing, what am I working on as I grow a agency and training and consulting company to the multi-millions that I'm after, right? I know it's bold, I know it's ambitious, but we've made some really, really good strides over the past number of months, even through some of the toughest periods we've seen in business, right? But we're confident, we're growing quickly. We have got good processes and foundations in place now that are enabling us to do the stuff that we want to do. And today, it started off how it always normally starts off. Morning workout done. I didn't get a new low weigh in, which was annoying. I'm still only just shy of 9 pounds. I've actually put a little bit back on. I've actually been told that I probably shouldn't weigh myself every day, but you fitness people that are watching or listening, depending on where you're consuming this, whether you're watching on YouTube or you're listening on the podcast, because this is the first one that's going on the YouTube channel, then let me know down in the comment section. If you are watching on YouTube, please subscribe. It's going to be very, very action-packed in terms of the content that I'm going to be putting out on here, and also full of stuff which I think you can practically put into place. But yeah, didn't hit my new low weigh-in, which was frustrating. However, tomorrow is another day. I've actually just tapered with my calories slightly because I am on a stage weight goal. So like I said yesterday, we've got a target to hit in terms of the way that I want to look when I'm on stage. I am quite conscious about it, or never going to hide that fact, especially when I'm investing quite a lot in content creation for those events. And I am about 6 pounds off, 7 pounds off, I think. So really, really close, which is good. And by the time that November the 15th, I think, is my first speaking event, which I'm going to take you with me on. It won't be just a face to camera one, this one. It'll be a full vlog, but it will be a something which I'm sure I'll be proud of, because when I set a goal, I 100% hit it. But I decided today to take a trip into the office. It was the first time I've been in and seen the girls for about a month and a half now. We have switched to remote working in one side of Gramication with what we're doing, but I also do a few other things on the side as well. And I went to the office in Newport Pagnell today, and I realized how much I missed being around people in that sort of environment. I think sometimes you can kind of take for granted working on or around people that inspire you, that motivate you, that give you energy. I think it's very much underestimated. And bearing in mind, we've now moved to fully remote. So I'm in these four walls of my small little box room, which I call my office. Every single day, it's fine because I can focus and it's like real key time for me to get a lot of deep work done. But I so thrive off of people's energy. And I don't know if you're the same, but I really, really am. So yeah, I'm definitely going to make a more conscious decision to go back in. I'm going to go back in on Thursday, I think, and then Friday, potentially, Friday I can't go in. Thursday is when I'm going in to do some more work. But I actually spent some time with Emma in there talking through some of her personal branded stuff and mainly her LinkedIn strategies. So she just started using LinkedIn. And this is something for you people that aren't using this platform at the moment, some things that you can do to take away some of the things that I went through with her. I think it really, really is quite simple to say, but probably overlooked, that your profile is everything on that platform. So before you start connecting with people, before you start creating content, the biggest thing that you can do on LinkedIn is get your profile optimized. So starting with your cover image, making sure that it's properly branded and actually says what you do, making sure that your headline within your profile is done properly. So rather than it just saying your job description, which is what it will say right now if you haven't done this before, rather than just saying co-founder or founder or sales exec or marketing director, whatever it is, change it so it actually says and explains why somebody should work with you. So I think mine says something along the lines of personal branding and content specialist. I'm helping you stand out in a really, really noisy market with high value driven content, and something along those lines. Anyway, go and read it. If you go to my LinkedIn profile, I'll link it in the description for you. You can see what we talk about and how we structure it, because it is really, really important for you to be able to go through. Once you've got that all sorted, what you can do is then move into the about section. So on LinkedIn, it's really, really cool. You shouldn't actually have to do any selling on that platform. Your profile should be optimized in the right way. So what we do with Emma is go through and actually look at her about section. And if, again, if you check mine out on LinkedIn, you'll see the way that we break it down. It's really simple. It's really straightforward. But quite clearly, it states, if you want to work with me, exactly how you can do it. You can come through our content agency. You can come through our personal branding agency, or you can come through our training academies. They're the three ways in which you can work with us. It clearly states it. And therefore, when people check out my profile, the first thing they will then see once they're engaged by my content is exactly how they can work with me. So they know how to inquire. They know the next steps. And that's really, really important on LinkedIn, is giving people the clear next steps if they want to get in contact and want to have conversations with you. We didn't quite speak about content today because Emma had the task of going away and doing her LinkedIn profile first in, first out. But the amazing things with it are you can obviously search for your right ideal target market via the job description, work inside of LinkedIn, works amazingly well. And the organic reach on this platform is unlike anything else right now. If you're not using it, please, please, please make sure that you at least try it, right? Drop me a message if you need some help. I'll give you some free advice on it, on how to do it. All my content is showcasing and breaking down how you can use this platform. It's crucially fundamental if you want to build a brand right now. So we went through that with Emma. It was a good, good conversation with it. And then I drove home, left the office, drove home. So it was only half a day. I left it around 12:30. And then I had a podcast with the awesome Joe Britton today. It was, I love doing podcasts. Like, you can probably tell, like, I love doing this stuff. This is like where I belong, like talking about my journey and what I'm doing and interviewing other people that inspire me, that have helped me along my way and that I've helped also, vice versa. So we spoke all about Mojo, which is her topic, and you can find out more about that. I'll link Jo's stuff in the notes here, but she's all about becoming best version of yourself, unlocking your highest performance. If you've seen Billions before, she is like Wendy from Billions. If you've not seen Billions, go onto YouTube. Once you've done watching this video or listening to this podcast, type in Wendy Billions and you'll see, watch the first video that shows up. It's normally the first one. But how she changes someone's mindset, how she shifts their energy. It's what Jo does. And she's so good at it. Like, so, so good. She, every time I speak to her, I'm like alive. It's so, so cool to listen to and to watch her stuff. Again, I'll link it all so you can go and have a look at her content. But I interviewed her about Mojo. We spoke about personal branding, online coaching, online business, her journey and how she's gone about doing it. It was, yeah, it's really, really cool. And I think it will be, probably it should already be released actually by the time that you're watching this. It should be released. I'm trying to get ahead of myself on these, so I think I'm about probably 3, 4, 5 days ahead of myself or behind. I don't know, it's too confusing to even think about, so don't even worry about it. Podcast should be live. Jo Britton, Straight to the Point. It'll be on this channel, it will be on my podcast. You'll see it when it's live. It'll be all over my socials. And then this afternoon has been mainly focused on content approval and campaigns. So what I do in the time where I'm feeling like this is like my downtime, so I feel a bit sluggish around this time. So again, it's 5:30, something like that, that I'm recording this. And it's quite a time where I'm a bit like, I can't be asked to do much deep work. I actually have a time between 2 and 5 o'clock where I do all my calls because I have to stay engaged. I'm triggered. It's a hack that I've done. I don't tend to do calls in the morning, like I said yesterday. I tend to do them in the afternoon because that's normally the time at which I probably go downstairs and put my feet up on the sofa and chill out. Whereas if I'm engaged in calls, what happens is between 2 and 5 o'clock, I'm then engaged where I'm forced to then come alive and I've got this energy in me. And then at 5 o'clock till 7 o'clock, I'll then chill out. And then what normally happens is at 7 o'clock, I normally come alive again and I jump back online and then I'll do some of the work that I'm passionate about and I love to do. So it could be editing this. It could be by going through and creating some content for myself or doing some strategy for a client. Whatever it is, I normally work quite late because, to be honest, it's that or watch Netflix these days. And I've kind of gone through everything that I've watched that I want to watch. Like, I've watched Squid Games. Really, really good. Didn't like the first episode. Took me a while to get into it. But yeah, I really, really enjoyed watching that program. It engaged me a lot. And there's a twist at the end. Sorry for spoiling it. But there's a twist at the end, which I kind of saw coming, but then didn't see coming at the same time. Really, really powerful either way. Good documentary. Good series to watch if you've not watched it. And then I'm finishing Billions off as well. So I've got those two to watch, but I'm enjoying what I'm doing at the moment. I'm enjoying creating, and bearing in mind, I'm doing these every single day. There's quite a lot that goes in behind the scenes into how we do it. And my top lessons from today, because I'm conscious I've been waffling on for quite a while now, are quite simply to be everywhere, but be consistent at the same time. So something that I was speaking to Emma about when she came through to looking at her content was that if she's going to be on LinkedIn, you need to be on LinkedIn, right? If you're going to be on Instagram, you need to be on Instagram. If you're going to do podcasting or YouTube, you need to be on it. You can't go at it half-heartedly. You're either in or you're out. So whether that is like even 5 to 10 minutes of the day, like be on it for 5 to 10 minutes of the day, show up on it. So my thing is consistency. This podcast is going to take a lot out of me. There are going to be days where I don't want to do it. There are going to be days where I do want to do it. It's on the days where I don't want to do it that really matter. I've got to go all in on it. So it's only on day two right now, full of energy, full in on it. It's going to take discipline to do this stuff. Just like me going to the gym every single morning takes discipline. So that's my first big lesson, like be everywhere, but also be consistent and be all in when you decide and commit to something. And then the second big lesson from today is to stop doing things that drain your energy. So this is something that I've definitely been conscious of. I'm involved in a lot within our businesses at the moment. Like it takes a lot of my brain capacity out, and I probably shouldn't be doing some of the stuff that I am doing. Hold my hands up, shouldn't be doing it. So this is a lesson, but also a focus point for me over the next 3, 4, 6, 8 weeks before Christmas is to try to remove myself out of the stuff that drains my energy. I can't just drop it because my team need me, my customers need me, and the way that our brand is being built, we're still technically a startup. So we're still going through the growth phase, and we're going through pains, and we're going through recruitment fun at the moment, trying to find the right people. But it's really important that you keep your energy high. And the only way that you do that is by doing the stuff that you love. So every single day now, I'm making sure that I'm doing something which brings that best version of me out there and keeps my energy high. And every single day, I'm looking at ways to reduce the stuff that completely drains me. So yeah, that's day two. That's my day today. It's been good fun. It's been full of activity. It's been full of content. Actually, I've been really, really alive on Instagram today. I've been alive on LinkedIn. Like I've been really networking and getting myself out there. A great podcast done. And yeah, now it's time to, I've got a bit of content to approve again before I finish. Going out for a drink later on. Bit of chill time. Check my Instagram out. You'll see some of the stuff that I do. I save it in my highlights all the time. And yeah, I hope that one's been helpful. Please subscribe if you've not subscribed already. Please like, leave a comment, do whatever it is that you need to do to let me know that you're here. It means the world to me that you watch this stuff or that you listen to it. I'm really, really going to enjoy creating this because it's just me venting. And you know what I'm like with a vent. I do love a good vent. If you've got any questions, you know where I am. I'll see you all in the next episode. Peace.